And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday. And of course, Ken Cummins, a legend. Well, I'm glad to see you made it in today.
Well, yes, I'm glad to be here, Brian Marshall, side bottom of the first.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Just took my time. And
yeah.
The only problem is those folks, there are a thing called a dimmer switch.
Oh, no. No. When did they start making those?
Well, they used to be on the floor.
Yeah, now I remember right, that.
And some cars do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
And some automatically don't, because I think that's my little gripe for the morning.
Uh-oh.
And back, you get here and I think, man, I must have been in the movies. I see stars.
Especially with all that white snow, mm-hmm. You know, and those bright lights. It's like, wow.
Please, dimmeth your lighteth.
Yes.
And when you're going down the roadeth.
Mm-hmm.
7 degrees. Yeah, man, we're on the way, aren't we?
Yeah, it's cold.
Just think, Sunday's going to 45. Monday, 50-something. Tuesday, 61.
I know.
Or so.
So it's going to warm up. Just wait around. You reckon we'll get another round of cold, though?
Well, it's very likely.
Who knows?
The conversation's always interesting when these snows happen.
Oh, yeah.
We start remembering snows from yesteryear. Of course, I usually always reference 77, 78, 79. I was in broadcasting in those years
mm-hmm.
as well. And they were tremendous. I'm a graduate. I know that's shocking to you. I graduated from high school. But
that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
From Caldwell County High School. And I can say I graduated I'm a graduate of Princeton. I can say that.
All right.
But of the school there in Princeton. Anyway. We didn't graduate to live June 6th, maybe or so.
Because of the snow.
And then it stayed on for a month. It stayed cold.
Oh, wow.
The same thing happened again in 78. Of course, I was mm-hmm. already out of school. I was at Murray State then.
Yeah.
But then I want to tell you this, that to add to all of that, then somebody said, well, do you remember the snow back said 60-something? I was alive, but I don't. But they talked about how that was, and then historically, I think 1917 had one of the largest snows.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't remember that.
Mm-mm.
And in March, and so
wow,
yes, there could be some more weather coming.
This is not
it. Just it's interesting though. This weekend, I don't know that I recall seeing a torrential rains in the 60s, and then the next morning on Sunday morning, a snow.
Yeah.
Now, that just was amazing.
It threw me off. I was like, what is going on? I mean, you know, well, we go from flooding to a blizzard of 25, you know, but anyway.
It wasn't exactly a blizzard.
No,
but it was
cold enough.
It was snowing last night. I was out.
Yeah.
I had to make a trip, and it was between 8 and 9. I was watching the U.K. game against Vanderbilt. By the way to go, UK, in the second half. If they could play 40 something minutes, however many I forget, a basketball for 40 minutes of basketball,
yeah,
at both halves like they played the second, mm-hmm. Man, we'd have a machine.
That's what I heard on Facebook.
Anyway, I was on my trip. I was listening to the radio. I always enjoy that anyway. So good morning. It's cold morning.
Yes, it is.
And it's also a great to celebrate a victory for UK, yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't get to watch, but I was kind of keeping up with. I was checking the score online, you know, seeing how it was going. But I understand that, like you said, they played real good in the second quarter.
Yes.
Second half, that is.
Absolutely. Yeah, but this morning we have some other things we're going to talk about, and we're going to enjoy each other's company. And just get along, little doggies, right here on the front porch with Brian Marshall, side bottom the first, and I'm Ken Cummins.
Yeehaw.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26 and 27, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anger is a problem, not only in our world, but also in the Christian church. Acting out of anger has ruined countless marriages and friendships. It has caused churches to split, jobs to be lost, and spirits to be broken and scarred. Most of us learn early in life the OC saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Couldn't be further from the truth. Words hurt, crush, and wound, especially words spewed in anger. Why is Paul then telling believers to be angry? Christians should be angry about some things, but even then, we must be careful that it does not become sinful anger. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It's such a wonderful opportunity for them to be able to turn on the radio and listen to things that build them up, that lift them up.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And welcome back to the front porch here on this Thursday, a cold, cold Thursday, 7 degrees, it says.
Well, yeah, sunshine today, which I already see looking through my front window, or actually the camera.
Yeah.
Sunshine up to 20 with wind chill as low as minus 7.
Yes.
Of course, the wind gusts out of the northeast as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, some fog forming, but not in my brain.
Well.
Mostly clear, though, down to 2 degrees.
Yeah, that's right, too.
And then tomorrow, though, it's kicking up to 30, almost making freezing. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy, down to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, looking good. Get those shorts out like some people will. Sunshine, 38 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday night, clear, down to 20. And no excuse Sunday. Sunshine.
That's it.
46 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely day in the neighborhood.
No excuse to cancel church or anything like that. You got to make it. Got to make it.
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. Great day to worship King Jesus, as always. Yeah, we're talking about the game last night, and I am not going to, at any rate, act like I can coach a basketball game.
Sure.
Well, I probably could, but I leave that to Mark Pope.
There you go.
I think that he is a fantastic individual.
Yes.
And I give him an opportunity. We have some great players at UK. Now, I was really mm-hmm. impressed with Colin Chandler last night. The young man was on a mission for a couple of years, and then he comes back, and here he is now doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't really had a chance to break out, and Coach Pope was referring to him kind of with the analogy of a bamboo tree. He mm-hmm. says, you know, they plant them, they're in the ground, and they didn't cut, they're just taking root. And all of a sudden, like the little disc grow to 36 inches in no time at all. This
sure.
all of that looks like it's all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great illustration because I don't think necessarily that's what Colin Chandler has been. According to those that know, said that he's been working extremely hard. But man, he looked great last night. A lot of skills, that young man.
Good.
And he's 6'5".
6'5".
And that means that's good. He's got the height and the skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then our own Travis Perry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know Travis. I taught at Lyon County many years ago, but he wasn't mm-hmm. probably just a mere child then, a little bitty fella. But he wasn't definitely not in high school. But I will say this, that he's doing very well, making some
good
adjustments. And Trent Noah, our East Kentucky young man,
mm-hmm.
looking good. He didn't have a good night shooting last night, but he made some contributions. So if we can keep that depth going and
sure.
and get – some of our players back that have been on the injury list, we mm-hmm. can make a good run in March. But a lot of ifs there.
Let's hope so.
Well, it's a game, but it's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. Well, and our Tennessee friends, yes, I realize you have a team.
That's it. There you go. There you go.
I'm teasing. It's good. They're a great team. Well, one thing I want to share with you this morning, I haven't said a whole lot about it, but I think sometimes we just need to drop just a reminder that we are a local Christian radio station. We are mm-hmm. listener-funded, mm-hmm. and the only way that we can be here every day, not to discuss UK basketball, that's just an aside, but to encourage you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and to mm-hmm. be a local voice and connect you with local ministries and local, and then we're worldwide, too.
That's right. That's right.
Because we are connected with Trans World Radio on mission with them. So when you give, you're supporting all of that.
That's right.
And so how was January? Tough. December was wonderful. Of course, at the end of the year.
Sure.
January, tough.
Sure.
We made it through, thankful. And February, tougher. because there's fewer days.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Fewer
and
days.
So if you can, I realize, man, I don't know your situation, but I wouldn't ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. Mm-hmm. And so here's how you respond. You go to missionary.radio, missionary.radio. You click on donate. You can use your debit or credit card and through Cornerstone Payment System. It's safe and it is secure. Or if you prefer the mail, that's fine too. It's Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029-1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42041. And so I encourage you to do that, and I want to thank you for it ahead of time. Could be the nice surprise, like recently, someone said, I saw that gift, and I said, wow.
Yeah.
But every gift has a wow moment when you need
it. Why, yes, absolutely.
So, absolutely it does. So lots going on. And I want to encourage you, of course, pray and to pray for our country.
Yes.
But there's so much rhetoric out there, and to be able to sort through it. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how that we forget that we're all citizens that are citizens, and we put it that way,
mm-hmm.
of the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and that we're supposed to be working for the common good.
Yes.
Of all that are citizens of the United States of America, and we need to keep that in mind. But as churches, that as a body of Christ, that we are to be the salt and light in all situations. Every single day that we wake up, everything that we do, wherever we are, we are salt, we are light, mm-hmm. and that we are to live out the Christ to live through us. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But that is it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal now, and also every day we are a witness. See, the one either we're pushing people toward Christ, leading them toward Christ, or we're pushing them away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's that? We're leading them by our example and our words, or with our lifestyle and what we do not say, we're pushing them away for Christ. So what's it going to be today? Are you going to be leading toward?
Let's lead.
I would think that would be the goal.
Yeah, let's lead.
Brian Marshall side bottom the first.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know what to do. Why not just let Christ live through you?
That's it.
Get into his word. We make it as if it's some kind of rocket scientist.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure that out. No, really. If you're yielding to Christ in all situations and allowing Christ to live through you, it's automatic.
Absolutely.
I'm convinced that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, changing the subject, a couple of things I want to touch on today, which are related. In October, that's when we seem to designate a time to have Pastor Appreciation Month, rightly
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Some churches don't even do it then.
Yeah.
And I'm at the position now I can say something about it because mm-hmm. I am not pastoring,
yeah.
and I am retired from that. And
yeah.
so I can say it with all my heart. Do something for your pastor. He didn't answer the call to preach
True.
Or the call to be your pastor, to be recognized or be put up on a pedestal. Now, how be it?
Mm-hmm.
I know some that they almost have a prima donna attitude that they've got themselves because they like they're some chief executive officer of some big business and you can't approach them. If you ever get like that, you need to step aside and say, I'm done.
True.
Because you're not to put a fence around
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
You're to be like Jesus, to be accessible to people.
Absolutely.
So that you've already become too big for your own britches, as
That's
my
it.
Dad would tell me.
That's it.
But at the same time, on a positive note, I was scanning some thoughts from Dr. Tom Rainer, and usually these are dated for pastor appreciation. But I'd like to... I think that every month, every should not just be October, should be Pastor Appreciation Month, and we should appreciate our pastors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to bring joy to pastor's life, and because I realize personally and what they're up against.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you, pastors, and I also want to let you know we want to work with you. And that's what we're here for, not against you. We're
right.
working with you. This is not the church. In fact, we encourage people and have sent for these 43 years that we've been on the air, that we are in our 44th year of broadcasting, I have not been all here all those years, but I've been in and out a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And a long time. And I will tell you this, that I have always heard before I was managing Jim Dozier Adams, always, and then the founders and all the board members and those on the air have always said, church first. Take care of your church.
Absolutely.
And that's how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the Lord has blessed you and allows you to keep a voice like Missionary Radio on the air, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, but I want to encourage pastors this morning. This is a list of ways to here's some ways to encourage your pastor. And I think every single one of them will be greatly appreciated. In fact, I know they will. And this is a list that Dr. Tom Rainer compiled. Here's number one, a handwritten letter committing to pray for your pastor. I recall that this, and this dear lady didn't do it just for me. She did it for all our pastors, but every pastor thought it, that they were certain special because maybe she just did it for them. I'm not just going to tell you that she did it for everyone, dear one. But a handwritten letter to pray for your pastor. She was good about that. She's in heaven now and left a great family behind, just quite a legacy. But it wasn't unusual to go in my office and someone had slid under the door when I was pastoring full time, and slid under the door, and it says, "I'm praying for you, Brother Ken. I love you and your family." Named them off. Wow,
that's pretty awesome.
Think about this, and when you get a letter like that, notice the emphasis. I'm already started. A handwritten letter.
That's awesome.
Not a text.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that you typed out, it's copy and pasted.
Yeah.
A handwritten letter, just a note.
From the heart.
Like you're about to do pen from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Showing and demonstrating.
Yes.
So I want us to use this front porch today to be an encouragement to pastors and to offer some suggestions.
The Lord says at Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, we appreciate your ministry and hope this donation helps in your mission. From Oak Grove, thank you for being an inspiration in my life with all the programs. It's like God knows what I need to listen to because all the messages or songs always seem to remind me how good our God is. Also from Hopkinsville, God's blessings to you all and thank you. And from Clarksville, may God bless you all. Thank you for your daily encouragement grounded in the holy truth.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
This is the front porch.
And we're sitting on the front porch, though. We're sitting inside, and we're looking.
Yeah, looking on the outside.
Yeah, it's 7 degrees. That'd be a reason for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blistering 20 today with wind chills -7. I told this story on one of our sister stations, and I don't know that I told it here. I cannot recall. I've been on the air a bunch since this weather hit, filling in for people. So if I repeat, just think, hey, the dude has lost it. But I was doing a commercial for a swapping out for a fellow that lives in Cresco, Iowa.
Okay.
And that's right geographically, evidently, near Minnesota. And I was talking about before this weather hit, I was on the email, and I was saying, man, Sean, it's going to be really cold here. It's going to be this or that. We're going to have some snow. Didn't quite get what was forecast, mind you, thank God. But nevertheless, and he said, oh, yeah, it's kind of Arctic here, too. And this guy's British. He says, it's minus 7.
Ooh.
That's the actual temperature. That's not wind chill
that's
factor.
That's not wind chill. That's minus 7.
Minus 7. And he asked if that were warming up a bit. And I thought, I think I like it where I am.
No, absolutely.
It's going to get near 60 for long.
Yeah.
But today, no.
Not today.
So be prepared for your wraps today.
That's it.
Now, I'm talking about, even though October is designated as Pastor Appreciation Month, I'm trying to use this opportunity this morning on the front porch just to be very lighthearted, but at the same time sincere, to pray for your pastor and show some appreciation. The first thing that Dr. Tom Rainer mentioned in his compilation, he says a handwritten letter committing to pray for your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Second thing has another is a handwritten two ideas, a handwritten letter of support. Well, this may surprise you, but pastors receive criticism regularly. It's an unfortunate way of life for them. It shouldn't even happen, but it does. And it will keep on as long as people are in flesh and choose to live that way and looking out for themselves or ourselves, going to happen. Though many of support your pastors, like probably our listeners do, they really appreciate you telling them so.
Absolutely.
So how about just surprise your pastors, not October. You take a handwritten letter saying to him, I am praying for you. Mm-hmm. And you may have multiple pastors. I know the church we're members of, it multiple. But let them know that you're praying for them. And also a letter of support. How about this one? I remember when I hadn't been pastoring long and it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never experienced such generosity. So some of the members had put together a tree.
Oh yeah.
And gave me a money tree. I've always been of the funny nature, you know me. Mm-hmm. I like to joke a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking around, I'm digging around in that tree, and they said, "What are you doing?" Of course, I'd already gotten all the cash off of it. It's a money tree. and we had had a great party, and the member says, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm looking for the seeds."
Looking for the seeds. There you go. Kind of brings that, what's the old saying, says, do you believe that money grows on trees?
I said, "I'm looking for the seeds of that
one." Yeah, I want the seed.
But how about this one, an anonymous letter with cash? Let your pastors know the gift is for them. Most pastors, a lot of times, not all churches are this way. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't make this blanket statement, but in my experience, I've seen it in some cases where they think it's their duty to keep the pastor poor, and they're going to do it because that's not the way it should be.
Mm-mm.
But most pastors don't have the churches are small. They don't have extra funds to buy books or resources or even to go out and eat.
Mm-hmm.
This do not. That's
true.
And so send them out. Don't even let them know where the cash came from. They don't even have to report it as taxable income. It's a gift. It's cash, and go with it.
Go with it.
So I'm looking around to see if I'm not Brian's pastor, but I've been looking for my money tree. I don't see it.
Now, you know what makes my pastor happy?
Hopefully that you pray for him.
Well, yes, pray for him, but every now and then we'll make him a peanut butter pie.
Really?
He loves peanut butter pies.
What's your pastor's name?
His pastor's name is Kevin.
What's his last name? We'll talk
pastor,
about pastors.
Pastor Kevin Heflin.
He lives in Todd County.
Lives in Todd County.
Now, don't give his address here on the radio. Everybody that knows Pastor Kevin Heflin,
yeah,
go ahead and give Pastor Heflin a peanut butter pie, not a cake, a pie.
Yeah, pie.
Now, do you make it or does Tamara make it?
Well, it just depends. Sometimes
depends on what.
Sometimes I make it. Sometimes she does.
Well, I'm just hoping that you went up, so I'll know if he's still alive if you make
it. Now, hey, listen. Now, when I make it, I usually crush up Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh,
and put on top.
You're making me
and drizzle
too early in the morning for that, but I love Reese's
and drizzle a little chocolate on top. you know, but it's really good. But, you know, I have told him before, you know, I've never wrote a letter or anything like that. But there's a lot of times after church, you know, I said, I'll just go up to him. I said, I want to let you know that I appreciate you and that I love you and thank you for the work that you're doing for this church.
That goes a long ways, too.
You know, and I agree with you. As you being a pastor at times, just that encouragement.
I've been a missionary, director of missions, a church planter.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has allowed me to do various things, but I have served in the local churches, yes.
I
miss it.
Sure.
No, just to be frank. But a letter, anonymous letter with cash, I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
How about a gift card?
Gift cards are nice.
And then this is not just for October. Your pastor could use some encouragement right now, or pastors, again. Mm-hmm. Some churches have multiple pastors. I understand that. Find out what your pastors really like. Now, you just did. You like the
peanut butter pies.
But maybe they have a favorite restaurant or a store that they like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them a gift card and say, go for it, man.
Never go wrong with Cracker Barrel. You know, but anyway.
Right. Just endorsement brought to you by Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
That's it.
No, you're right. There are people who have favorite restaurants.
Oh, yeah, favorites.
Yeah. How about a child care certificate? Now, that one, commit to a certain number of days to watch the pastor's children, assuming the kids are still at the age that they need child care, mind you.
True.
But what an incredible gift. Hey, I can tell you, you know, we lived away from family for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't any such thing as childcare. We were it.
You had to take them.
Especially as missionaries.
With you everywhere you went.
Yes. But that I don't regret it.
No.
But if you can and you have that opportunity, I want to tell you that this is a great way to minister to that family.
Oh, absolutely.
And get to know their kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're making treasures for a lifetime because those children will remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And years go by, and the conversations at holidays and memories will come up. Do you remember brother or sister so-and-so? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then a child will tell you something that you don't even remember because it was their experience.
That's right.
Big deal.
Big deal.
I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. I'm way on the backside of 30, and I'm way on the backside of 30. And I can tell you that these are just very practical things.
Sure.
How about a handwritten letter expressing how much difference the pastor has made in your life, and be specific? Let you know how their ministries means to you personally. In other words, you're just saying, hey, good job, pastor. But maybe it was during a time of a loved one had died.
Mm-hmm.
Or a time in your life that you were going through just something ridiculously hard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Lord's with you, but that pastor was there. Pastoring and showing up in a family situation, man, I didn't realize how important that was till I had, you know, people die recently in my family.
Yeah.
And to see those folks, that pastors that I'd given and given and given and given, and I never had received back at any time, honestly. And then to see those that came when my mom died back in October.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So just think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that this is maybe a different approach to the front porch, but pastors are on my heart, and I want you to know that you're loved, and we appreciate you.
We do.
And just passing along some suggestions, you don't have to wait to October.
No.
Please don't.
That's right.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. Want to know what parents of kids with autism really need? Well, here's Johnny with the answer.
Believe me, in our ministry at Johnny and Friends, I meet hundreds of moms and dads of kids with autism, and those children are everywhere on the autism spectrum. So, what do these parents really need? Well, let me answer that question with a quick visual. Because you have probably seen it happen. You're at a grocery store, and you hear the shrieking, wailing coming from the next aisle. You kind of peek around the corner, and there's a boy shouting and screaming on the floor, kicking and punching at his mother. The whole thing is so weird and so out of the ordinary and so, a little embarrassed, you quickly do an about-face with your cart. Or you have a child in tow and you grab their hand and you move to the next aisle thinking, boy, does that kid over there need some strong discipline. Well, what you don't know is that the boy has autism and is incredibly sensitive to loud noises. Maybe a shopper accidentally dropped a couple of cans of tomatoes and the noise set him off. What you also don't know is that his daytime aide had canceled and the mother had no choice but to take her son to the store with her. Sadly, her worst fears happened when those cans clattered to the floor. That's when she gathered up her screaming son, grabbed her purse out of the cart, and left the store and her groceries behind. It's an unfortunate scenario, but it happens more than you'd realize. And sometimes, even when we know that a friend's child has special needs, we are still tempted to blame parents for their child's behavior. Mothers and fathers of kids with autism, I mean, they're really trying to hold life together by their fingers and their toes, barely hanging on to their sanity. They are so tired of feeling the sting of rejection, and they desperately want their son or daughter with autism to be understood. Well, that's where we as Christians can make a difference. You may know an aunt or an uncle, a cousin, grandparent of someone who's got autism. If so, they may struggle to understand or accept their loved one's autistic behaviors. And as their friend, your support and your understanding can make a huge difference for the whole family. The fruit of the Spirit that's listed in Galatians chapter 5 provides us with a great model for practicing how to treat people, like that mom in the supermarket aisle with her little boy gone ballistic. We must live lives of love, as it says in Galatians, lives of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. While none of us succeeds completely at this, you can continue striving to be the kind of friend who is the hands and feet of Jesus to those moms and dads. And it can begin with a simple, oh, quick, here, let me help. Just tell me, how can I help you? Even if it's nothing more than holding the shopping cart and watching that mother's purse, anything to show acceptance and understanding. That is the Christian thing to do when you witness a scenario such as that one in the supermarket.
And listening, friend, right now you can learn more helpful things to do by visiting johnnyandfriends.org/church. There you'll find all sorts of free, downloadable resources and videos that will help you learn how to help others. And once again, let's list those attributes from Galatians, because it's all about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and maybe the best one of all, gentleness toward those moms and dads of kids with disabilities, like me. Thanks for listening today, and again, be sure to visit us at johnnyandfriends.org/church.
Hi, I'm Andrew Cummins, host of Sunday Morning Praise on Missionary Radio, as well as La Voz de Esperanza. I also host a show called Ministry Spotlight. It's an interview format show that runs for about 15 to 20 minutes and airs each Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. So who do I interview, you ask? Local and regional ministries. You either phone in or come into our studio here at Missionary Radio in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's an opportunity for these ministries to get the word out to the public about who they are, their history, what they do, and how you, the listener, can support them or volunteer if the Lord leads you to do so. I have featured pregnancy centers, faith-based drug rehabilitation centers, closed closets, food pantries, thrift stores, mental health professionals, Bible drives, churches, and much more. If you're a ministry who would like to be featured on Ministry Spotlight, I encourage you to reach out to me directly via my email address, andrew@missionary.radio. If you want to call us directly to set up an interview, you can do so as well. Toll free, 877-885-9655.
24/7 Missionary Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. 743 and cold.
Eight.
Oh, it's warmed up a degree. Yeah. My goodness, eight. I'm excited. Going up to 20 today with a wind chill of -7.
-7.
I get tickled at those that step out and wear shorts and T-shirts. Uh-huh.
Well, I've changed a lot because I used to be one of those. But now I wear a hoodie, you know, and with my shorts. Because the top part of my body usually gets cold, but the lower part usually didn't used to, you know, get too cold. But now, since I've
Let me just share with you. It's like I was talking to someone, don't remember who, in the last few days, and we were talking about the older you get, the colder you get, and I want to say you are exactly correct.
Yeah. Something about that. My mom always says that it's something to do with your skin getting a little thinner.
I have no idea. But I will say this. You're on the front porch with Brian Marshall Sidebottom on the first. I'm Ken Cummins, and we're encouraging you not to wait to October to encourage your pastor. Now, another handwritten letter of gratitude for the pastor's wife.
Mm.
Pastor's wives rarely get affirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So your letter of gratitude will mean so much, both to the pastor and to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just tell you, do that. How about books? Most, I've not met a pastor who didn't like a book. I like ones that you hold in your hand. Mm. Now, I wouldn't mind a subscription to some service. Love it.
Yeah.
But most pastors have a wish list for books that they'd like. If you can't find the specific wish list, give them a gift card and say, go for it.
There you go.
How about I hadn't thought of this one, about a video of gratitude. Produce a video to be shown in the worship service and have testimonies of gratitude for that pastor. Show specific ways the pastor has made a difference and express the gratitude. And this one, man, I some churches do a good job. I've met very few that do, though.
Mm-hmm.
But remember their anniversary. Let the pastor appreciation be a reminder of you to note your pastor's anniversary at your church. Celebrate when that date arrives, and so it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And just say, oh, you've been with us however how long it's been, and mm-hmm. thank them for it, whether it's a month or 10 years,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's encouraging to your pastor. Now, staying on that line, I'm going to move in now and talk about specifically about praying for your pastor. Now, pastors specifically want and need prayer. There's no doubt about it. Satan and his minions will do whatever they can to destroy the ministry of pastors.
Mm-hmm.
And will you consider praying specifically in these ways? This is a list compiled by Dr. Tom Rainer. Number one, and I may add some commentary of my own along the way here. Number one, pray for wisdom for your pastor. Now, these leaders are often confronted with incredibly challenging situations and decisions. Now, a pastor, if he's working within the body of the church, is not going to just go off and just make a decision on his own. He's going to seek the Lord, mm-hmm. and he's going to also seek counsel, those that are in leadership, the elders, deacons, every how your church works. But you need God's wisdom to continue to be leader of the church God has called them to be, and realize God has called them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make this statement, Pastor, I've been here longer than you, and I'll be here when you're gone. I've been told that many times. And you know what that means? I'm going to do what I want to, and you don't matter.
That's absolutely right. Yep. That's what it means. That you don't matter.
You just don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a bad attitude.
That person has a BA and it's not from a university. Okay. All right. But pray for the wisdom for your pastor. And he ought not to be trying to be lord and dictator either.
Mm-mm.
Also, to pray for your pastor's protection. Your pastor will be attacked so many different ways, and they're going to be tempted like no other again and again. And the pastor seeks to destroy them. The enemy wants your pastor's ministry to be destroyed, and there are those that are sitting wanting to do that. And social media has been used. It can be used for encouragement, or it can be used to the detriment.
Oh,
it's got to be real. It's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's on X. It's got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all. And then use it and share it and share it and share it and copy and mm-hmm. paste it. Why is it we love the bad things and we don't look for the good? I'm not going to believe anything unless I know it myself. And then if I do know that something's happened, it's not my responsibility to destroy. My responsibility is to try to nurture back.
Yeah.
To restore one back to his faith.
Yeah, don't post it on Facebook.
Or just don't post it anywhere.
Just don't post it anywhere, yeah. Leave it alone.
Well, Pray for your pastor's protection.
Pray for your pastor.
Pray for your pastor's family. Mm-hmm. They're attacked, criticized, sometimes even bullied. Yeah. They often feel isolated because, you know, well, look at that pastor. He's being friends with that family, but he doesn't like our family.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one, too.
Well, you've been around, Brian.
I've been around. I've heard it. Yeah.
You've heard those? Because you're in leadership at your church. You know.
I am.
I've lived it. I'm talking here now from lots of years of experience.
I know. You've been there and done that.
Yes, and we'll probably do it again. I thought I wouldn't, but I will, Lord willing. But pray for your pastor's protection. Pray for his family. My family, it's just Tammy and me.
Yeah.
But growing up, a lot of our younger years, our children were on the mission field. But but we were in churches. And I can say I had, by and large, had great experience. There's one experience I'm not going to share on the radio. They couldn't hear me unless they're listening online. But I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody.
Mm.
In fact, I've never been back but once. And I decided then I'll never return. And I haven't.
Well, there you go.
Okay. All right. Pray for your pastor to withstand the critics and bullies. Some of the critics and bullies are overt and very aggressive. Others are passive aggressive. All are painful. So, man, think about that. Pray against discouragement from comparison. Oh, my. Before this week is over, a church member will likely tell your pastor to listen to a podcast by another pastor to learn how to really preach.
Mm.
Actual words that Dr. Rainer said was spoken to a pastor. Hey, I've heard it, but use the word podcast, but I've heard it said, and I was telling you off mic. Then there's and I love the late Dr. Charles Stanley. Great preacher.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yes.
And I was always hearing all the sermons by Dr. Stanley. It's as if, you know, you don't equal this, and I realize I knew that.
Yeah.
I know my limits,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I know my giftings. But someone died in the family.
Yeah.
And I said, call Dr. Stanley, see if he'll come.
That wasn't going to happen.
Just a point.
Yeah, I know.
But your pastor, he will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And love him. Pray against discouragement and comparison. The message is real. Pastor, you don't measure up. Well, maybe he isn't the most gifted orator, but is he preaching God's word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, some people like the old Kingsman song, excuses, excuses. You hear them every day. Mm-hmm. The devil will supply them. If from church, you stay away.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
When people come to know the Lord, the devil always uses, keep them folks, I don't like the grammar, but keep them folks from coming to church. He offers them excuses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some say he's too loud. Some say he's too soft.
Mm.
Yeah, some say he's not dignified.
Dignified. Yeah, I got you.
I was told one time not long ago that I'm not going to sit up front when you preach, Pastor. And I said, why do I spit? And he said, no, you're just loud. And I thought, not like I used to be. But, you know, some pastors are loud, some are soft. But it doesn't matter.
That's right. Does not matter.
Yeah. Pray against discouragement from members leaving. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
How about you pour your life into someone in the pastor and these people church hop? I don't like this church. I'm going to shop just like they do at their favorite Walmart store and just going to go, I'm going over here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the way you served up that cheeseburger, so I'm going to go over here.
Go over here, yep.
Real depth of commitment there. Mm-hmm. And that pastor has visited and loved you and been there for Granny when Granny died and been there for your family, and then you just up and leave and didn't even tell him why.
That's it.
And then you started little rumors because of you didn't like him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, heard that too.
Boy, you've been in all of these. What have you been doing with your life, Brian?
I've just heard a lot of this.
I have too, Brother Brian. That's why I'm sharing. Pray for your. Brian and I kid around, but I'm very serious as a train wreck here.
Absolutely.
Pray for your pastor. Pray against discouragement from disunity. Pray for discernment, for he'll know yes and he'll know when to say no. Pray for the financial pressures of taking that meager salary that you're paying him to make it go a long way.
That's right.
Especially if you're underpaying him. And pray for gospel opportunities. That's my big one. Because he wants to share his faith.
Amen.
And if he's not, he needs to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love pastors.
Amen. I do.
Pastors,
too.
You are loved. And remember, by listening to Missionary Radio, every one of us support you.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on this Thursday. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.